Hello and welcome to a very quick update. It's the 21st of March. So much is taking place every few hours since we last spoke. The pubs were closed officially, restaurants, gymnasiums, in fact, anywhere where the public could congregate. The reason for this is simply because people have not been following the voluntary advice. Some independent research said to the government that only something like 25% of people were actually, taking it seriously and doing anything about it. And as a result of that, the government said, well, you're not listening to us, we're going to do it. Now, just before the announcement was made, I went to do a quick bit of shopping and I passed a cafe and I did fancy a drink, a hot chocolate, and it was completely dark, but the sign said open. So I opened the door and said to the guy who was behind the counter, "Are you open?" And he said, "Yes, but I don't want any customers." Which is for a business, which is really amazing. And that's quite a story, isn't it? But now, of course, he's officially closed. He's a cafe, so he doesn't have to have any customers. It's important to, keep some form of humor about all this, because if we don't, we'll just get sucked into a, an absolute whirlpool of doom and gloom. Some good news then on this front of the virus is that the complete and total medical care from the private sector just a few minutes ago has been confirmed to move straight across to the NHS. In other words, not just private hospitals and the equipment that go with all those beds, but all the staff will actually take NHS patients. And the great thing is that the private sector has said that it will not make any profit out of this tragedy, but will do everything at cost price. Now, at a stroke, that has lifted the NHS out of disaster. I can truthfully say to you that the NHS was on the verge of being overwhelmed, certainly in London. Which brings me on to this point again, where there seem to be so many people that think this virus is a make-believe, that it's some strange action by the elite to hoodwink people. There are others who think that it's no virus at all, it's just a 5G device. There are others who say that, it's a cover to wipe out the population or half the population of the world. As somebody who's been talking with you for 10 years now, I'm celebrating 10 years of, being in the public domain, going out and saying who I was and who I am, and being very open about it. 10 years. I don't like the word conspiracy theories. We don't like them because that's the word that the elite and the controlled and the unawake use against us. But I'm going to say to you that some of these stories about what's happening are verging on conspiracy. There are conspiracy theories that we just don't need. I absolutely believe that this is a genuine virus. I absolutely believe that this was unintentionally released in China. Do you want to say hello? This is Eric. You might remember a few weeks ago he said hello, and he's got bigger. There's Eric. Hello, Eric. So come up to say hello. This virus was released unintentionally. So let's have a look at some of these other points. If it was designed to wipe out half the world's population, you'd have half the world's population dying. That's not what we're getting. We're getting somewhere between 3.5% to 8 or 9%. So that's just not the case. Many people saying this is 5G. It's not. There are many, many places where 5G is not operational. There are some places where definitely it is, but there are many parts of the country where it's not. And anyone who's got friends or family who are nurses or doctors, who are in the front line, the NHS front line, who have treated these patients, ask them what they're dealing with. They'll tell you it's a virus. I don't know what more to say. This is a real virus. It's nothing new for this planet. In 1665, we had the Black Death. Not the Black Death, beg your pardon, that was the 14th century. In 1665, we had the plague that was from the fleas on the back of rats. And then in the year later, 1666, we had the Great Fire of London. But the Black Death, which was in the 14th century or earlier, that was the one that was incredibly severe. And then fast forward in time to the what they call the type of a Spanish flu in 1918, that flu killed more people than died in the First World War. So we're not looking at anything on that scale at the moment. It's not like that. I mean, that was a virus in 1918, or something that could either have been natural or could have been constructed. And so it's not the first time that we've had to face something that's either natural or constructed to do things. This virus was not, this COVID-19 was not designed to kill lots and lots of people. That's not its point. Its point was to create an economic collapse. And that's what it was designed for. And that's what it would have done, except that President Trump and Boris Johnson have absolutely determined that the black hats, that the elite madmen, were not going to bring down the whole system. And that's why the United States of America have put $1 trillion plus into the system. It's why in Great Britain, 80% of people who are laid off, their wages will be paid for. And that's why huge amounts of money have been placed in, because the elite understand, this is the good elite, that the negatives were attempting to destroy the economies of the Western world for their own crazy reasons. And because of that, the two great allies, which is America and Great Britain, have responded to basically take on the bad guys and say, we know exactly what your plan was to destroy our economies so that you could then come in and pick up the pieces. It's unprecedented. I don't know how much money Britain's got left, but I do know that every penny, basically, or nearly every penny, is being thrown at the economy to keep it stable. America's in a much stronger position, but nevertheless, substantial amounts of money have been put through, and the negative, let's call them the black hats, have been caught off guard. First of all, they did not expect the virus to be released in China. And for those of you who say, yes, but it's been predicted in China, yes, it was predicted in China through Project Looking Glass, and there were two other psychic programs running at the time that identified China as the source of this. But what those advanced looking projects did not see, and didn't have the finesse to be able to do this, is what brought it about. Those, like Project Looking Glass, which is very well known, but there are a couple of other psychic programs which are far more protected. Those projects or those programs identified this virus outbreak in China between 10 and 25 years ago. Although it was the last 10 to 15 years that they became firm with their evidence. But what those projects did not show is how the virus would be released. And the view is that the black hats released the virus in China to create this disaster. That's not the evidence that I've been shown. It's not the intelligence that I've been given. The intelligence I've been given is that, yes, it did get released in China, but that was not its resting place. That was not where it was supposed to be. And that has given the good people in the Western world precious time to prepare a counteraction to what's been occurring. I don't just mean a counteraction medically, I mean in terms of the undercover war that is now raging and taking place. All of those people who have sent me pictures of the military moving, and there's more and more of you now sending them in, thank you, from Great Britain. That's absolutely accurate. There are key points now in the country where the military are ready to intervene. We know that in London, unless Londoners start to get a grip in terms of reduce the panic buying, and it's just not the central London area, it's the periphery of all the southeast of England. Reduce your panic buying, stop associating in groups outside, excuse me, and take some decent precautions, such as, taking some disinfectant gel, wearing gloves when you go out. The government will put a lockdown in place in London. There's absolutely no doubt. I have been told categorically by people that have passed me information for a long time, which 99% of the time has been very accurate, can't always be 100%, that unless there is a serious change in the behaviour within the London area, then the military will win the argument. Those of you who've listened to me before might remember I said that there's a disagreement at the moment between the democracy, I'm using the words loosely, of course, the democracy of the politicians and the military. And the military have basically said to the Prime Minister that they are not capable of delivering what he's asked unless they have free range in the London environment, which means a lockdown. So the Prime Minister's refused. He said, look, somebody should be able to get on a train from King's Cross and go up to Yorkshire. They should be able to jump in a car and go out like through the west, through Heathrow and out. And the military is saying, no, we want to completely close the place up, and you can just get the lorries delivering the food coming in, people on essential journeys. And that's the argument that's being fought at the moment. So the more that the people in London flout the regulations, so if pubs were to stay open or restaurants were to sneak open, people were to do that, then you're just giving them every excuse to basically lock it all down. I have been told that they're in the process of producing passes or documents, tickets, whatever you want to call it, so that if they do go down that road, you will only be allowed out of your house if you've got one of these documents. And I did warn you that, that was the case in France. The French system is on that. So London is the focal point to watch. There are about five hospitals now in the London area that are under great strain. Between five and six people in each hospital are being ventilated at the moment. In Italy, I don't know how much you've been able to pick the news up from elsewhere, but do you know in Italy that if you are an older person, they won't treat you. If you're an older person, you'll either die or you'll live. Now that's just crazy from a compassionate humanitarian point of view, but that's the reality of it. Now this movement of private sector in Great Britain to the National Health Service might mean they'll extend it. There are talks, and they are only talks, that anybody over 60, if the medical system in Britain collapses, anyone over 60 who's seriously ill with the virus, they won't treat them. Now, for us who've had a free health service since 1947, that's an astonishing statement. But and they are concerned that the NHS will be wiped out, and they want to concentrate on young people who they think they can save and bring back. This is not a makeshift view. This is something that's taken a long time to come to this. So I'm hoping with the moving across of the private sector, that will actually mean that doesn't have to, we don't have to face that in this country. For years and years, we have run a health service on a shoestring. We hadn't had a serious war since 1945. And so government after government has run down the health service, working on a peacetime, well, we get this number of flu cases at winter, and this number of people break their legs, and school children have this, and they've worked it out to a fine point, and they can cope with it just. But you get an emergency like this, and it shows a situation. Do you know that in Germany, which has what? I know it has a bigger population, but not that much more. But in Germany, there are five times the number of critical intensive care unit beds as in Great Britain. There are four times as many ordinary hospital beds. Now, I mean, the Germans pay a little bit for it. That's why. And in Great Britain, we have a free health service, which people keep saying is the best in the world. Well, it isn't if you don't put the money into it. So what I want to do is to say to you, don't just thank, I don't mean to be rude, don't just thank shop workers for stocking up the shelves. What about the people who are in the front line, those nurses, those doctors? And I was really glad, because there's been some communications debates going on, that supermarkets will now open not just from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, as they have been doing just for older people, but now for emergency workers. So if you're a police officer, an ambulance driver, a nurse, a doctor, anything like that, you can now go in. You have to take some proof on identity, but you will be able to go into the supermarket at 8 or 9 in the morning, and you will be able to get the food that's been stocked up there. And then everyone else who is not an emergency person or isn't not an elderly person, you have to wait until after 9 o'clock. And I think that's absolutely right. My concern is for people who are elderly and disabled, or not so and disabled. Who's going to go shopping for them? So let's just think about all these nurses, doctors, paramedics, all of the team, even the people who are cleaning the hospitals, everybody who is in that situation. That's a wonderful thing, and I've been sent some wonderful posts from nurses saying that they are really frightened, they're really scared, they've seen what the virus is doing. They're actually in there with these people, and if anyone tells you that everything's all right, it's not. I can assure you that in some wards, they're full, just like they were in China, but they're not allowed to tell you. But it's only in 5 or 6 hospitals in London that are really, really struggling. Although the latest news was that a lot of those patients have been transferred to other hospitals. And this is the main reason that the private sector has now come on board, because London hospitals will not be able to cope in 2 weeks' time. So have a thought for those people. They're doing a fantastic, wonderful job. It's only just started, really. We're about to go into a very serious situation with the virus. And these people need our thanks and our support. So Boris, Winston Churchill was known as the wartime prime minister, but it didn't do him any good, because when he went to the country in 1945, he was, just knocked out of office, simply because they blamed his party, not Churchill directly, but his party, for putting Britain in a position to have a war, rightly or wrongly. The thing for Boris is that nobody could see this coming like that. This was the White Hats did not see this coming. If White Hats had seen it, there would have been a few leaders they would have alerted, and Boris Johnson would have been one of them. I can assure you of that. But there was no indication of this. So what we were judging these leaders is, how are they responding to this emergency? And so far, the British Prime Minister and the Chancellor have done a fantastic job. Haven't sat on the fence. They've actually come out and said, "We'll raid the coffers, we'll open the chest, we'll take the money out, and we're going to support not just businesses, but individuals as well," which is exactly what the President of the United States has done. And it's a wonderful thing to see a country responding in this fashion. Now, what's going to happen is the people have got to respond. Connecting consciousness members. You have a very clear idea and a view of what's going on. You know the truth, or at least a lot of the truth, from the background. Most people now who are just beginning to understand the seriousness of this, they're going to need some guidance and help. And you can't, ram it down their throats, but what you can do is be a bit more helpful, supportive, and educate them. Let's use this crisis to educate people who otherwise would have just gone on being fast asleep, unaware, unawake. So This is the wake-up call. This is the shock to the system. So let's try and get these people to break free from the control system, get them to understand that life is not what they thought it was. And those of you who, and I have said this, those of you who have had family and friends who have made fun of you, called you crazy or stupid or a conspiracy theorist, and it's, one hand it's good and one hand it's bad, but are now coming to you and saying, how did you know? How did you know this is going to happen? And the next point is, well, why didn't I know about this? How is it you knew that, there would be no food on the supermarkets, and you've done this and you've done that, and why didn't I know? Why didn't the BBC tell me? Why didn't CNN tell me? And this is your starting point. And you can open the debate and say, well, these news organizations are part of the control system. They won't support you, they won't help you, they will just feed you the line they've always done. And you, as individuals, as connecting consciousness members, you can actually then say, well, okay, let me tell you what I know. And you will find for the first time that these people will be quiet and listen to you. Now, whether they act on it, I don't know. But you will actually have people wanting to hear you, wanting to hear what you've got to say, because the system hasn't backed up what they believed in. And they feel they've been cheated or the rug's been pulled from under their feet. So, connecting consciousness members are spiritually ready for this. You knew something was coming. We didn't know the full ins and outs of it, but we knew something was coming. We expected it ages ago. So, emotionally, spiritually, we're much more prepared for it than the vast majority of the decent, ordinary people. So, use this as an opportunity, please. To get these people, let them break free, and then hopefully they will talk to people. Because I don't think the world will ever be the same again after this. I don't think that the control system that we've had to suffer will ever quite be as strong. This is a great opportunity to shine a light into dark places. And finally, did get a lot of people writing in saying that you thought it would be helpful if I could do regular talks or regular updates, just short ones like this, and it would be a help. And so I did say I'd go with what you wanted, and as many of you did say that, well, that's what we'll do. So it's not just about a news update for how bad things are. It's going to be a news update for what positive things are occurring, and to try and give you the heads up about what's around the corner. We do get information that is a, what do they call it, ahead of the curve. There are a lot of people out there now, good, decent people, being fed with disinformation because they don't want the truth as to how this virus got released. I've told you how it released, but what I haven't been able to tell you is who was behind it. And I have been totally honest with everybody that if I did tell you, I would never get information from this particular source ever again, and there would be a huge hole in our radar. I need these people to give me information so that I can give it to you. That's really important. So I've gone as far as I can. There's a lot of disinformation, 5G, it's this, it's that, it's the other. I understand that because they don't want the truth to come out. The truth that the person that told me said, Simon, when I tell you who was behind this, you will cry. Well, I wouldn't, but I know what they were saying. What they were saying was that you would be so sickened and so disgusted that somebody or an organization within an organization could bring about death and suffering through the release of a biological weapon and just have no emotion and no feeling. Yeah, that would make me really cross. But the other, so both sides actually, this is the problem. The white hats don't want the truth out because if the truth comes out, then lots of other truths have got to come out. And at the moment, the white hats are wanting to concentrate every ounce of energy and trying to have a go at the Black Hats. The Black Hats don't want it out because you know, they don't want any light being shone on their dark little corners. So lots of people are being fed incorrect information. It's verging from the very right over the cliff New Age stuff right through to what appears to be very scientific information. There's a two arms of an organization at the moment pushing this through their contacts in the alternative media. The reality that I have been given, which has come from the highest source, I did tell you that I got called to a meeting, and what I had heard from an MI5, I can say that to you, what I'd heard from an MI5 contact was confirmed to me by somebody else who was not MI5. And so I had two separate intelligence organizations basically telling me the same thing, even down to the size of the glass file. You know, and there are some people that I don't generally try and get involved in arguments, but the people who are saying, oh, it can't have been in a glass test tube, you know, it would have been in a very big, secure, airtight, vacuum metal canister. And people are not listening to me. Please listen to me. The Chinese guy, young guy, who was offered a huge amount of money to take a culture from a petri dish, couldn't walk out of a secure facility with a very large, secure metal, aluminium secured device. Just couldn't do it. So he had to put it in his pocket because they're not physically patted down. And interestingly enough, that the MI5 information matched the American information in relation to the size. It was half an inch out, actually, of the glass test tube. So I know that's accurate information. And this virus was not intended for China. But the fact it happened in China gave Great Britain, America, the ability to prepare and protect. The Pope did not get the virus. The Pope knew what was coming, and that's why the Pope took himself off quickly. Because if you understand this as a biological weapon, then you act completely differently, or those around you make you act completely differently than if it was an ordinary, naturally evolved flu. Naturally, ordinary evolved flu, you have might well have some protection against that. You might have immunity to it. I know these things mutate, but you might have some immunity. But when something's been grown from a snake, which this originally came from a snake, and then it was crossed with a pangolin, I can tell you that, the human body has no resistance to it, and you can catch it a second time. Okay. That's why it was developed. No point in developing a biological weapon that people are going to have an immunity to. You've got to find something, if you're that way inclined, that there's no immunity to it, and humans don't have an immunity to a snake because they're so different from us, just like reptilians are totally different from us. So the Pope was advised very quickly that a biological weapon had been released. Might even have known the person who was going to do it. And it's very interesting, isn't it, that in Italy, which is so controlled by the Vatican, soldiers armed straight on the streets. What other Vatican-controlled countries are there? Southern Ireland. Look at that. Soldiers armed on the streets. So where the Vatican has control, there's one South American country that's done the same. Where the Vatican is very strongly in control, armed soldiers on the streets. Where the Black Hats don't have a foothold but are embedded, it's a much more democratic, again I'm using the word loosely, but it's a much more democratic response to it. So in the Western world generally, from a White Hat controlled organization, it's throw money at the problem, give money to the people. In a Black Hat organization, it's put soldiers with guns on the street and throw money at the corporations. That's very important that you perhaps pick up that both Great Britain and America are going to send money to the ordinary man and woman who's lost their jobs. And some of you did pick me up. I don't mind you going through what I say with a tooth comb. If that's what you enjoy doing, then do it. But lots of people wrote back and said it isn't $1,000 that the president is giving people, it's $2,000. When I did my speech, if you like, my presentation, it was 1,000. Then they worked out that they could do 2,000, 1,000 on 1 month, 1,000 on the second month. Okay? So, you guys often have the ability of hindsight because I'll do my presentation and then it might take 2, 3, 4 hours to come out. I haven't got the technical skills to do this. I rely very much on Andy. And we're all volunteers here. This isn't some huge organization that's got lots of people working for it. This is what we are. We're an organic, natural organization that's run by volunteers, for volunteers, for the benefit of humanity. That's the plan. So we do struggle to get things out. And I know people get very cross. We can't respond as quickly as I would like. So often the information I give you is absolutely as I know it to be true at the point to give it. But 4 or 5 hours down the line, yeah, other things change. So, please don't spend your time, picking apart what I'm saying. If that's what you want to do, do it. But really and truly, there's lots of other great things you can do. Rather than pick it through, why don't you go and find a disabled person or a veteran who's got nobody to look after them, no one to help them? And rather than have a go at me, why don't you go and say to them, hey, do you want me to do a bit of shopping for you? Is there anything you need? What can I do to help? That would be a really good use of time. All right, great. As long as you want me to do these, I will do them. And the moment that you're fed up with it, just let me know and I won't do them anymore and these regular updates. But we can get through this. We definitely can. It's not the zombie apocalypse. It's not, the end of the world. It is a difficult and trying time which we are supposed to face. But one that actually, if we can stick together, will come through. Not just the old saying, will come through stronger, but the point is that the black hats, the people who are behind this, are going to be severely weakened. In a game of chess, both sides play, but if somebody cheats, the other person then doesn't have to follow the rules anymore. Well, if they do, they're a fool. So the black hats did something that broke all the boundaries, broke the words of the game, the rules of the game, and so the white guys, white hats, said, right, that's it. We're going to go for it. So you now have the military versus the satanic evil, and just so that we don't get people running around with pitchforks and burning brands, 99% of Freemasonry is with the white hats. Now I need to qualify that because 99% of Freemasonry don't want their brothers, sisters, uncles, mothers, children dying of the virus. They did not know about it. They did not authorize it. So you'll find that a lot of people who have been the butt of jokes or the enemy actually will come over to the side of light because they will say, this is too far. This is too much. This is absolutely outrageous. And we're not going to give shelter. We're not going to give money. And we're not going to give protection to these people. So, we're supposed to be very spiritual, but I don't have a problem with white hats. I can't use the word hunting down. That sounds too much, doesn't it? But I haven't got a problem with white hats going out and finding these responsible and, a justice taking place. Because to try to destroy a world economy, or at least the Western world economy, and to say, look, several thousand people are going to die, but that's collateral damage and that's a price that we're happy to pay because we wanted to damage certain countries' ability to be economically strong. and in case of America, the whole point, all of this was not to kill off half the population, but was to create an economic collapse so President Trump would not be re-elected. They've tried everything from fake hoaxes to impeachment. So what are they left with? Let's destroy the economy of certain countries so that the people suddenly rise up and blame the president. But because this occurred in China, it didn't go the way they want. And I think that's source. I think that's the great creator stepping in at a key moment and saying, the game that you've got is just been changed. Because I can just imagine all of these evil people, satanic, evil, horrible people, and the phone call comes in saying, boss, it didn't work. You know, we've done this. And what I call the boss, the big boss, which is President Trump, getting a phone call from the good guys saying, this has gone off. We've got so many weeks to prepare for this. So you've got the bad boss saying it's all gone wrong, and you've got the good boss saying, hallelujah, we've been given some precious time to try to organize for this. Now that's where we are with it. And I think when we come out of this, I think the atmosphere will be a lot clearer, not just because there's less motor cars polluting, but I think that we'll have a more clarity of what life is about. Right, I've gone on long enough. Lovely to speak to you all. Take care.